on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF today brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Seriously, you know, what was that? What's happening? What are you
happening?
Yeah.
My voice cracked, all right?
If you need to take your grow to the next level, whether you've been growing for a long time or new to it, Smith Indoor Garden's got everything you need. Go see him over there in Hartford.
What's up, Katie?
Well, a convenience store clerk in Massachusetts had to cry over spilt milk after he was stabbed during a brawl over a puddle of the dairy product in his store.
Want some of this milk?
Rather have a beer. According to the police report, the victim called 911 shortly after 5 a.m. last Thursday, claiming that coworker Omar Rios Robles stabbed him after the two argued about a mess in the dairy aisle of the store where they both worked. Rios Robles insisted he was acting in self-defense after the victim punched him in the face. The store manager, who wouldn't comment on the actual incident, told police overnight employees use store-issued box cutters that are equipped with safety blades and could not injure someone. So maybe instead of a safety blade, he had a switchblade. He's like,
no, wait.
Right there.
So somebody punches you, you can stab them legally?
I don't think so.
Right?
I don't think so. I mean, self-defense is one thing. Like, if you fear for your life, but if some guy just comes up right there, you know, I don't think you can.
Just kind of pops you in the noggin. Right.
Can't get all stabby McStabberson over here. So,
right.
I mean, granted, you can't go around punching people in the face either. It's both of these guys are wrong. But, hey, you know, getting a little stabby.
Over spilt milk. Was it 2% skim?
Yeah, whole milk. I think it was whole milk. That's expensive stuff.
Like,
hey, come on, that's a lot of milk there, man. Have you ever been stabbed, Hunter? Just a question.
No.
No.
Well, hey, you know what? You tell me. Either no. Never, or I get stabbed every day if you consider a needle. I don't do drugs. I'm a diabetic, by the way.
No, he's a crippling heroin addict. It's terrible.
You're right. No.
So you get little stabs. Well, no, you've never actually.
Little stabbies.
Have you ever accidentally, like stabbed yourself? Like, more than just a cut, like, ah, oh.
Nah, I don't think so. Nothing that you consider a blade. And I'm happy about that.
I'm going to tell you a quick story about the time I stabbed myself. So back in the day. In the town,
is this your stupid story with your foot?
Yes.
Jesus.
Long story short,
this is your own fault.
I won a knife. All right, at the Mount Horeb Frolic. Okay, some of you remember it, that you could win cool prizes back in the day, and I won a knife. All right, this thing was awesome. It was double bladed. It kind of reminded me like the Peter Pan knife. You know, it was double. So I'm sitting there on my my picnic table at my folks' farm. I'm a young man. I don't know any better. And I'm throwing the knife into the ground, feeling real cool, feeling like a real cool guy. And for some reason, I looked away and I threw the knife and I threw it.
Did you have candy cigs rolled up in your?
You're damn right I did. I threw the knife into my foot. I looked away. I threw the knife down. Went right to the top of my foot. Luckily, I was wearing really thick Reebok shoes, so you know the kind with the big tongue on there, the old '90s style. Yeah. So it didn't penetrate my foot too much, but I did. It was enough for it to stand.
That's right when there. You say, let him be. Let him learn his lesson.
Yeah. I lost that knife real quick. Okay. Mom took that knife away from me real quick. So, anyway.
You ended up with one of those switchblade combs instead.
Check it out. It's cool. All right. Anyway. Well, if someone punches you in the face, don't stab them. All right. Mm-hmm. A couple punches, maybe, but don't get all stabby. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.